A dozen Missouri middle school students were recently suspended from school for texting nude images of their classmates. Police are investigating whether the students violated Missouri's sexting laws. In Pennsylvania, state police issued criminal citations last week to 8 teenage boys who texted nude images of themselves to girls. And in Maryland, a group of Anne Arundel County middle school girls sent nude photos of themselves to boys who distributed them. One person is believed to have posted them on an Instagram site. And yet, as WIPR's Mary Rose Madden reports, no one was charged with a crime in that incident, and it's unclear whether school authorities disciplined anyone.
The images showed up on Instagram with the initials CBMS, Chesapeake Bay Middle School in Pasadena, and derogatory taglines like hoes and thoughts, that hoe over there. School resource officers passed them along to police headquarters, where investigators decided they didn't meet Maryland's definition of child pornography. Lieutenant J.D. Batten, who is in charge of all the county's school resource officers, explains.
Under Maryland law currently, what constitutes child pornography is a photograph, a video of a person under the age of 18 years of age, but they have to be engaged in an actual sexual act. Mere nudity is not actionable under Maryland law.
It's unclear what, if anything, happened to the students involved. Bob Mosier, Anne Arundel School's spokesman, said in an email he would not detail the nature of any disciplinary action, other than to say any action school officials took was warranted and appropriate. The county's Code of Student Conduct applies to incidents on school property, during a school-sponsored event, or if a student is charged with a crime that presents a safety hazard to other students. And because no one was charged with a crime, and there's no evidence to show the incident occurred on school grounds, the system cannot discipline the students. Child pornography and sexting laws differ from state to state, and while 17 states have anti-sexting laws, Maryland has none. Batten says the consequences here aren't the legal kind.
But many students, what we have found, have learned a really, really hard lesson. It can lead some people to suicidal thought.
In some cases, Batten says the student who sent the message is harassed, and other students use the photos against them for blackmail. Justin Patchen, the co-director of the Cyberbullying Research Center at the University of Wisconsin at Eau Claire, says that's why school officials need to do more.
So there's a lot of issues going on here in terms of the services that are needed in that community now. You know that there's a disruption at the school. Who knows how many of the students know about it? You would presume quite a few. And, you know, I think that the school would have an obligation to investigate to the extent that it's disrupting, you know, the learning environment at school if people are gossiping about it.
Maryland's updated cyberbullying law went into effect last fall. But prosecutors say some restrictions make it difficult to enforce. At the same time, there's a revenge porn bill making its way through the General Assembly. Ann Coltlitis, Anne Arundel's state's attorney, says those laws are important, but she doubts tougher child pornography laws are the answer to sexting problems among middle and high schoolers.
It's a bad thing if you were to be charged with this as a crime, but I think it's even worse to be a young person and have this stigma carry through. Because if a young girl sends a picture to her boyfriend, and her boyfriend gives it to somebody else, she has no control over it. It can go into anyone's home. It can be on anyone's computer. It can be sold as an image. And what started out as a flirtation becomes a nightmare.
Like many others, she says, some young people are not thinking before they hit send, and they can't go back. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.